Let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 20, and verses 1 through 10. And as has been mentioned, the title of this session is, What is the Significance of the Millennial Kingdom? So let me read to you these verses, if I could. Revelation 20, 1 through 10. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding the key of the abyss and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon, the serpent of old, who was the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he threw him into the abyss and shut it and sealed it over him so that he would not deceive the nations any longer until 1,000 years were completed. After these things, he must be released for a short time. Then I saw thrones, and they that sat on them, and judgment was given to them, and I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus, and because of the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received the mark on their forehead and on their right hand, and they came to life, and they reigned with him for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until 1,000 years were completed. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years. When 1,000 years are completed, Satan will be released from his prison. And he will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together for war. The number of them is as the sand of the seashore. And they came up on the broad plain of the earth, and they surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city, and fire came down from heaven and devoured them. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are also, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. One of the things that I did as a very young Christian, and I don't recommend this, is I taught a Bible study through the book of Revelation. Probably didn't know what I was getting myself into. But one of the questions that came up is, as you go through these final judgments, Armageddon at the end of chapter 16, the fall of Babylon, chapter 17 and 18, the return of Jesus, chapter 19, then you have the passage that I just read, the Millennial Kingdom passage, chapter 20, then the Great White Throne Judgment, end of chapter 20, then the dissolving of the earth, chapter 21, verse 1, and then the new heavens and new earth, chapters 21 and 22. Here's what it looks like on a graph. Following the rapture, we will have the tribulation period, which will be concluded with the second advent, and then the millennial kingdom, then the great white throne judgment, then the dissolving of this earth to be replaced by a new heavens and new earth. So anyway, I was teaching this a Bible study. One of the folks in the class puts up their hand and says, well, this looks very inefficient to me. Why doesn't God just come back and bring in the final judgment and move right into the new heavens and the new earth? I mean, why wait around for 1,000 years? Why does God have to wait for 1,000 years? And what he was actually asking is, why is Revelation 20 verses 1 through 10 in the Bible? I mean, it seems like everything has just slowed down, and it slows down God's progress. And my answer to that question was, I'm not sure. So I've had about 20 years to think about an answer, so I'm going to share my answer with you today. My conviction is this. If Revelation 20, verses 1 through 10, was removed from the Bible, there would be a plethora of themes that start very early on in the Bible that never get resolved. There's no place in redemptive history, in future history, for these themes to find a resolution. The only logical place they could ever find a resolution is in a 1,000-year kingdom belief system. So that's sort of the direction I'd like to go with you today. I'd like to share with you 7 reasons for the significance of the millennium. If I had the knowledge, I would have answered this particular questioner with these 7 reasons. But even before we get to this, these 7 reasons, we throw this word millennium around. I read through the passage. Did you see the word millennium there? It's really not there. So what do we mean by the word millennium? Where do we get this word millennium? Well, basically, it's a Latin word. And, you know, the early theologians, beginning around the 4th century, really began to debate things in Latin. They began to write things in Latin. And so the word in Latin for 1,000 is milli. And then the word years in Latin is annum. And so you just put those together, a compound word, and you get the word millennium. So it's just sort of a term that we use to describe this 1,000-year reign of Christ. Of course, the Bible was not written in Latin. It's written in Greek. So the term that's used to describe the 1,000 years is the Greek word kilia, meaning 1,000. So the earliest premillennialists, they didn't call them premillennialists because that name hadn't caught on yet, they called them the kiliasts, from the Greek name 1,000. It's kind of like the word rapture. People like to say, well, the word rapture is not found in the Bible. And they're right, but the word Trinity is not found in the Bible either, and I believe that. But rapture basically is a Latin translation of the Greek noun harpazo. And when you translate that from Latin and then into English, you get the word rapture. So it's kind of the same with this word millennium. You're not going to find the word millennium in the Bible, but it basically is a Latin expression that the early theologians used to describe the 1,000-year reign of Christ. So, and by the way, did you notice it mentions 1,000? Did you catch how many times it mentions it? 6 times. I mean, that's a lot of mentions, isn't it? You get the idea that God thinks this time period is important. So, the question is, why have this 1,000-year kingdom? Why not just go right into the final judgment and the eternal state? Why does history have to slow down for 1,000 years? And the answer is, if this was ripped out of the Bible, 7 problems emerge. There are 7 big ideas that never get resolved in the Bible if we don't have a 1,000-year kingdom. So let's take a look at the first of these 7. The first reason is probably the most obvious. The millennium is significant because God calls our attention to it through the 6-fold repetition of the expression 1,000 years. So when John keeps saying 1,000 years in this vision, he's being told by God to distinguish this time period called the millennium from what precedes it and from what follows it. God, by repeating this number 6 times, is marking out this time period as specific and as essential. And a lot of people get nervous when you start talking like this, and they say, well, you know, the number 1,000 is really just a symbolic number. I mean, you guys sure take that number literally. I don't think it's literal at all. Have you anybody heard that argument? Okay, pretty common argument. Here's Ken Gentry. He is a post-millennialist. I am not post-tribulational or post-millennial. I don't even eat post-toasties if I don't have to. But he basically believes that the kingdom is something that we're bringing in between Christ's 2 comings. And that's called post-millennialism. And so therefore, if the kingdom has been in existence for 2,000 years, because Jesus left 2,000 years ago, right? The number 1,000 can't be literal. So amillennialists who negate the millennium, or post-millennialists who believe we're bringing in the millennium, are always trying to sell us on this idea that the 1,000 years doesn't mean 1,000 years. So we are what you call premillennialists, and basically what that means is Jesus comes back first, and then the kingdom comes after. It's the exact chronology that you find in the book of Revelation, where he returns at the end of the tribulation, and then he returns pre, and then the millennial kingdom follows.